Legislation has been drafted that, if passed, would give people a financial award for alerting officials to areas where state funds are being wasted or misspent. Whistleblowers would receive 5% of the money recovered over a 12-year period. Representative Chad Weininger says right now, the Legislative Audit Bureau gets around 60 tips of waste, fraud, and abuse each year. He says the number could be much higher if people were incentivized.
Oftentimes, if an individual knows about waste, fraud, or abuse, they won't report it to the state because there isn't an incentive for them. The risk versus the reward, there's no reward for them to get involved.
But Sarah Bushman of the Department of Children and Families says the state might not be able to pay out money saved from some programs. Bushman says the state may be prohibited from using federal dollars for rewards, which means some money would have to come from general appropriations.
Much of the programs in DCF where recovery is made, we treat them as federal funds. So one issue here is, for us, there may be few state funds that are recovered in which to base an award.
Governor Walker previously convened a Waste, Fraud, and Abuse Commission. It found more than $450 million in savings for 1 year. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.